sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night.
Our daddy-daughter dance is creepy as hell. Well, this one guy says, yeah, they are kind of freaking weird, and I don't want to go to it. He says they're creepy, and they sexualize the relationship between a daughter and father.
Oh,
the whole
please.
Thing just grosses me out and makes my skin crawl. I love my daughter, according to this guy, with all my heart, but I don't want to date her. The dad told his wife about his feelings, and she lost it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, I saw some people online, and I'm going to read more into the story. They kind of agreed with the guy, but I'm wondering if anybody actually agreed. Saying, you know what, daddy-daughter dances are kind of weird, or maybe they kind of creep you out, you just don't feel comfortable with them, or if it's like, this guy's just being a turd, like, what are you talking about? It's such a great thing for a father and daughter to share.
Yeah, he's being a turd. You go.
The dad pointed out some daddy-daughter dances are definitely creepy, like purity balls. Did you guys ever hear purity balls? I had to look this up.
Yes, I went to them all growing up.
You pledged your virginity to your dad.
You don't pledge your virginity
some
to your dad.
Some virginity balls, you pledge your virginity to your father till you're married.
Well, yeah, but the way you're saying
that
is
creepy. From what I was
creepy,
reading online.
You just basically,
it sounds creepy.
You pledge purity, that you're going to stay pure till you're married, yes.
Yeah, you're not hooking up with your dad, but you're
yeah,
saying
I did
like,
those.
Like he's going to like give you away, then that's when his little girl can lose the big V.
Yes.
Well, Liv, you can say ew, but I'm just telling you what it actually says here, okay? I didn't come up with it. Are regular school father-daughter dances as creepy as purity balls? I don't think so. But in general, 833-JOE-ALEX, do you agree with this dad? I would be so surprised if one person listening thinks that daddy-daughter dances are creepy.
So you think everyone's going to say no, they're not?
I think so. But I was reading online. That's the only reason I thought we could talk about this. Because a lot of people online were saying, you know, as a father, as a man, I kind of feel uncomfortable about him too. I'm like, why? You're like, it's not like you're bumping and grinding with your daughter, like getting all freaky. Like, oh yeah, girl, give it. Like, it's like, you're just slow dancing with your daughter. Live the web, girl.
If you think that father-daughter dances are like sexualizing your daughter, that's on you. You have some messed up thoughts going through your head that would even happen.
I loved her first.
I loved her first.
I held her first.
Did you ever do a daddy-daughter dance, Alex, with your pops?
Multiple.
Really?
Tons of purity balls, tons of purity functions.
And look how that turned out.
And it worked. Hey!
Well, she's a little crazy, though. I don't know about all that. All right, let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX. Chris is on the show. What's up, Chris? You are a father?
I am. I have three girls. When I was on the PTO board for my daughters, I suggested it just be a daughter dance. Because in the world we live in, you know, some people don't have their dads. Most of the time, they get there, they find their friends. You don't see them.
Yep, you know, 100%. I hung out with my friends a lot.
That's not even what it's about. This is a chance for father to, you know, give her a rose, show her what it's supposed to be like. So, you know, when it comes to maybe like prom or something like that, she knows what to expect.
Yes,
you know,
as a father.
Well, you got to show her the butt squeeze because that happens at prom. I mean, you got to show her the butt squeeze then if we're talking prom.
No. You don't have kids. You have Benny and Paddington.
You know what? They like when I scratch their butt, okay, Chris? So maybe I know what I'm talking about. No, hey, thank you, buddy. We appreciate your call this morning.
If more dads were dating their daughters, I think that we would see an entire shift in society. And by dating your daughter, I mean like as a man in her life, the main man in her life, I think it is so important to take her on little daddy-daughter dates and show her, open the door for her, show her chivalry, teach her about what it's like for a man to truly respect a woman so that they know what to expect and what to demand in their relationships going further in their life.
Tamara, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
I think that the fact that he thinks that taking his daughter to a daddy-daughter dance is, like, sexual, that really concerns me. Because the point of a daddy-daughter dance is to show your daughter, you know, how you're supposed to be treated. You know, how you're supposed to be treated at a dance, how you're supposed to be treated on a date. You know, it's setting that example and that high standard.
What if
for
he
your
just,
daughter.
What if it's not the sexual thing? He just says he feels uncomfortable. I don't know if he feels uncomfortable being like in a room with all these other girls. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and not make him be a creep. Maybe he is. But can you kind of see any of his side or no?
I don't.
the most devastating part of this story for me is that knowing, like, if this is how this dad feels about this, it is painfully obvious he's not going to be close to his daughter going forward in her life, because you can't get comfortable enough to just spend some alone time with her, take her to a little dance.
That doesn't
take
mean,
her on a
okay.
little date.
I just think that
says a lot.
I don't think it's true. He didn't say, I don't like hanging out with my daughter at all. I feel weird hanging out with my daughter. He says, I don't like the idea of going to a daddy-daughter dance. Maybe you're right, Alex, but I don't think that's a catch-all. Let's wrap this up with Lucas, but why don't we put a poll up on our station Facebook page. You can just search for Radio Now, give it a like, and we'll see if you think it's creepy or if it's, you know, this guy is totally wrong. Lucas, you're on the Joe and Alex. What do you want to say about this dad feeling uncomfortable saying that sometimes, you know, daddy-daughter dances are kind of creepy?
Well, I'm kind of split between both yes and no. Last month, I went to a father-daughter dance with my daughter, and there were songs that were great. You know, we had fun. They had activities on the side, but, I mean, there were songs on there that were, you know, from the club that I recognized. I was like, wow. Okay, this is a little inappropriate.
Lucas,
this is an elementary school.
Lucas, with that being said, I actually DJ weddings and father-daughter dances and things like that.
No, that's the creepy part. Well, that's creepy.
No. So I was doing one, actually, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I put it on auto, but I didn't auto set it right, and frickin' Thong Song came on.
Oh, poor job. Come on.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.